for you? Did you guys learn from each other?
Yeah, we did. It was more of, I know one thing, we competed every day. We made one another better, so that was a good experience for me.
Travis, how are you feeling?
I'm feeling good. I'm healthy. I'm ready to go. I'm fresh. I'm just ready for Sunday.
Thinking about going back to Buffalo?
I mean, it creeps in my mind, you know, but I ain't trying to get too overexcited. I'm just happy to, you know what I'm saying, be a Bronco, and, you know, glad the preseason over. You know, the real bullets start Sunday.
What did you take from your years with the Bills?
You know, it was a learning experience for me. I got a chance to understand the business side of it, going through the little transition I went through the last couple of years that I was there. So I learned a lot, you know, being there in Buffalo.
Were you upset when things ended?
Not really. I was ready to move on. I wanted a fresh start, and I did that. And, you know, rest is history.
Is there in any way are you looking to kind of show them what they're missing out on? Is that even a small part of your motivation?
A year ago it was, but now I think everybody know, I mean, what it was when I was there. So my thing is, I'm going to go out and play hard, you know, no matter if we play in Buffalo, the Raiders, I'm just going to go out and play my game.
Your nicknames, Cheese and T-Hen. How did you get those?
Cheese was something, you know, that carry them from college. A defensive lineman, an older guy, he had tackled me one day. He was like, I was just hard, and so he called me a block of cheese, government cheese. So that just stuck with me. The fans took, you know, told to it, and the rest is history. T-Hen, you know, a lot of players just call me that because my name, you know, Travis Heron, they just abbreviated T-Hen, so that's where that come from.
About opening day, what's your favorite part of opening day?
Man, just being out on the field, and you know, a couple of minutes right before kickoff, I mean, just the drilling and rush, chill bumps all over your body, I mean, it's a special feeling.
Do you listen to any music or anything if you're yourself ready?
Yeah, I do. Some games I mix it up. Sometimes some games I just, you know, meditate, try to visit myself making plays, and some games I listen to some music.
What do you listen to?
Biggie, Notorious B.I.G., Tupac, gospel, you know, Kurt Franklin here and there. So,
how well is this offense coming together, and how much of it is still a work in progress?
It's I think you know, at the end, I mean, I didn't play the last couple of preseason games, but I think as far as you know, everybody getting on the same page, I think we still got some work to do. I think once we've been there as a group, the whole game, I think, you know, we can get a flow and get a feel for each other, and I think you will see a lot of that this Sunday.
Is there any adjustment involved with now running behind Cecil, playing fullback, or is he going to tailback the whole time together?
I think with Cecil, he's versatile. He can play both positions, and it's no different. I think, you know, Cecil know what he's got to do, and he know his assignment, and, you know, I just read.
You played with before, is there motivation there?
Oh yeah, because I get pumped up when I play against other running backs, you know what I'm saying, you know, that's considered elite, you know, back. I know I get pumped up for that, most definitely.
Is there any grudge against Buffalo?
I mean, not really. I mean, I think, you know, what has been done has been done. I mean, you know, you got to go on with your career. They went on. At the time, you know, I had my mixed emotions, how I felt about it. But everybody that was there when I was there is gone. They got, everybody's new. So, it's, I mean, who can I grudge against if I wanted to grudge?
Did you talk to Willis at all? McGahee, I don't know your relationship, because he had some harsh things to say about Buffalo.
No, we don't talk.
Okay, I didn't know